Welcome to the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. My name is Rita Perez. Hello. I've been a travel advisor for over 10 years and am navigating this winding road of entrepreneurship with you. I created this podcast because I wanted to share all the things I've learned from leaders both in and out of our industry that I really wish I would have known way back then. But alas, the important thing is I'm aware of them now, and I want you to be too. Ready for this week's show? Let's jump in. Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you had a wonderful few weeks. I was trying to record this episode last week and it just unfortunately didn't happen, but I'm excited to be coming to you this week a little bit more fresh face and with better thoughts for you, talking about direct mail marketing, which is not something that many people talk about. When we do talk about marketing, it's usually online tactics, but you know me, I'm all about getting visible and getting visible in both traditional and different ways. And I do have to say, like, if we're looking back at traditional marketing methods, direct mail was the thing back in the day, and it's not really utilized too much anymore because, you know, our world just has become increasingly online. But I think the people that are utilizing direct mail marketing campaigns really do and can stand out. Like, I don't know about you, so The most recent episode of the podcast was with the chief marketing officer, Janet Bava, as we were sailing on the Ama Christina in April. I strategically sent out some postcards from the Ama Christina to people in my network, kind of getting them a little bit excited for sailing with me this fall on a river cruise that I'm planning. I have never gotten the type of engagement from those postcards. I've never gotten the equivalent of that type of engagement and those types of reposts on any of my online social media email marketing efforts as I have from the postcards. So many people like posting in their stories, making actual posts, tagging me in their posts, starting like communication and engagement threads from a postcard, because that's what direct mail marketing is. It's just something that makes you feel a little extra special, and it's out of the norm, and because it's out of the norm, it makes you feel a little bit extra special. I know, like, when a company sends me a birthday email, I usually don't really pay attention to them anymore because my inbox has probably already been flooded with dozens of emails like that. So when I actually get a physical birthday card in the mail from any business that I've done business with, it just makes it that extra special. Not only does it make me feel extra special, but it helps to keep that business top of mind, which, you know, I'm the visibility person, and part of visibility is not only to become visible, but to stay visible to the people that haven't known your business or interacted with your business that much, but they are in your network and you just need to stay in communication with them so that they know that you're in business and they know that you exist. Funnily enough, like, I was going through some of my messages that were coming through Facebook, and I remembered somebody that I had touched base with, and I was like, huh, I don't even remember what this person does, but I know, like, we had a good interaction. We had a good relationship when we did meet offline at one point. So I'm like, how can I keep in touch strategically? So that's kind of like another thing. But you can see where if you're not staying top of mind, there's certain relationships that you clearly, like myself, have forgotten about. And so I'm going to dive in deep to one of the tools that I specifically use for direct mail marketing. I do have an affiliate link, so yes, there's going to be some sort of pitch at the end of this, but stay with me because there's a lot of different means that you can utilize for direct mail marketing. And so those, let's start off with that. There's three major methods when I talk about direct mail marketing. There are the supplier-supplied direct mail marketing pieces. There are programs that you can utilize, like Mailbox Power or Send Out Cards. Mailbox Power is the one that I have been using for just over a year now, and it's been working really well for me. And of course, you can also just DIY these different things. You can design the postcards, you can design the cards, you can have them printed via like VistaPrint or your local office store, and you can go to the mailbox and physically mail it, get the stamps and all of that. So what are some of kind of like the pros and cons of each of this? When we're thinking of supplied direct mail marketing pieces, they're usually free. The supplier is paying for these pieces to be created. So they're doing all of the creative work, all the designing, typically having these sent out on your behalf with some sort of special offer. Sometimes it does, your branding does get added. So like you can have your contact information added to this and your logo and all that. So the pro is that it's free and it makes you look like a rock star because you have these amazing brands who are supplying these beautiful pieces for you to send out. I would say the con to this is that it is a supplier directed offer, meaning that the supplier really gets the spotlight, kind of as they should because they're paying for all of it, and you take a back seat. And, you know, when I'm thinking about like you are the business owner in your own business, I don't really feel like you should take the back seat, you know. And where I have also taken part of some of these supplier-driven direct mail marketing campaigns, they're not my favorite for that reason, because it doesn't really show the value that I, the travel professional, can provide to my clients. It's really just saying, hey, there's this amazing itinerary and there's this really great deal. So if at the bare minimum you can convert a sale because of that, then woohoo, that's an awesome win. But again, it's almost kind of like the, just like any sort of promotion that we can kind of share, like, oh, this cruise line is having this promotion, this land supplier is having this promotion. The value for your client is that there's some sort of promotion, but they don't really see the value in working with you because of that promotion. I hope that kind of makes sense. When we're looking at utilizing a program like Mailbox Power or Send Out Cards, that is where you kind of take the upper hand and you are providing the value to your client. So you're able to create whatever direct mail pieces it is, greeting cards, thank you cards, birthday cards, monthly educational postcards, whatever it be. You're having to create all of that, but then you have this system, depending on which system you're at, that can automate everything for you. So maybe you're doing the creative, but you're not having to do the physical send out of things. So, and these programs do cost money, but like I like to say, it's kind of like you're paying a monthly fee to have an assistant that's typically, depending on which plan you're on, obviously, with either of the programs, it is like having a monthly assistant for less than $100 a month. I don't know where where else you're going to be able to afford a monthly assistant for that type of money that is going to be able to send out these types of marketing pieces for you. And that's where I see the value in, especially when I start talking a little bit more about Mailbox Power and how I utilize it to give you guys a couple of ideas on how you can create direct mail pieces for your own clients. That's what I think is the trade-off, is that yes, I do have to pay a monthly fee, but there's a lot of things that I don't have to worry about because there's a lot of things that are automated in the system, and I've created things that are completely branded to my travel business. There is no supplier information, names, or whatnot on the pieces that I make. It really is truly showcasing me as the thought leader, the person who is an expert in certain things, because I have a Cruise of the Month campaign that I focus like this year, all the postcards that I created are only tailored to river cruising because I have wanted to increase my river cruising game. But that's the thing. Like everything is, my travel business is called Reed Adventures. Everything is forward Reed Adventures. Like I don't have any supplier information. So that is what makes me kind of like look like a bad booty to my clients, because look at all these pieces that I've created for you, not only to help make you feel a little bit special, but to show that I have value and that you're investing dollars into somebody who knows their stuff. And then, of course, the last method of being able to utilize direct mail is to do it yourself. So you're doing the designing, you're doing the printing. So does this cost a monthly fee like those other programs do? No, it does not. But it does cost you extra time because you do need to have your hand in at every single step of the way. So, and I think you have to kind of, when you're thinking about implementing some sort of direct mail marketing campaign to further the mission, your own personal mission, but also the mission of your business, you have to start thinking about what some of these trade-offs are. Do you want to trade time for money in a sense? So would you rather invest your time so that you don't have to spend the money paying a program to do this? Are you okay with that? Maybe you're not okay with that. So you have to DIY it for a little bit. Maybe you do have to stick with some of the supplier initiated content that they send out for now until you are able to afford a monthly. And like there's no right or wrong way. I have utilized all the methods, and that is why I kind of like have stuck with a little bit of a happy medium choosing a program, because I was forgetting to send out birthday cards to my clients. Like I started sending out my direct mail story, started out with me sending out holiday cards every year, handwritten. And then I started doing a couple years ago handwritten birthday cards. And then last year I started forgetting to send birthday cards or sending birthday cards on time. So that's one of the reasons why for me to have an automated system take care of that for me, it is worth the money investment so that I don't have to worry about it. So when we are thinking about utilizing a direct mail marketing campaign, specifically in relation to our client journey, and I'm also specifically thinking about mining for gemstones. So if you remember, mining for gemstones is how kind of I've reevaluated the marketing journey. Search, where are you searching for your clients? Extract, once you've found these clients, how are you taking them out of the mine and bringing them into the world so that they can go to step three, which is uncover the know, like, and trust of you, and also you are able to uncover if they're really a great fit for your business. And then we move on to step four, which is setting. So they've uncovered you. They said, yes, you are the travel partner that I want to be working with. Let's go ahead and book this trip. So that is your setting plan. And then we go into polishing, because our work is not done once they have returned back. We still need to maintain that relationship so that we can retain clients, but also have our clients speak on our best behalf so that we can generate even more clients from that. So when I am looking at direct mail pieces, and I'm going to kind of talk about some of the features that are specifically with Mailbox Power. When we're talking about searching, we have to physically go searching for clients. We just can't wait for the clients to come find us. How do we do that with a direct mail campaign? Well, Mailbox Power, if you have a pro account, there is something that you can actually purchase mailing lists. So if you wanted to create postcards to send out to people who don't even know you yet. So this is kind of like many of us have received like those things from like the realtors where it's like, oh, let me buy your house or whatever. It's because they have their own mailing lists that they have purchased through companies like this and just other mailing list companies that are out there, that they're able to target certain demographics and send out targeted direct mail campaigns to you. And that is why you receive those types of things. So if you want to leverage something like that, that is why I love having the pro account with Mailbox Power, is that you're able to find either like business owners or individuals. You can split it down to like how, what their household is like, how much they earn, the type of neighborhood they're at, zip code, state, areas of the United States. Like, you can get to the nitty gritty of this. And, you know, I was recently talking to somebody about doing like a Christmas in July type of campaign to people who are in my state that don't know me based on certain demographics. And how amazing is that? And how much more reliable is that? Because it's actually going to be delivered to someone's mailbox, a targeted mailbox. I can't like really say like what your rate of return on that is. But if we're looking at where sometimes people may or may not read your emails versus people are always going to be checking the mail, and it's not like they can put your mailing piece in the garbage automatically. They kind of like have to sift it a little bit. And if they're going to see something that is going to be enticing them to travel, I don't think they're going to be that quick. It's not like, oh, sell your house. Like, this is actually something, an investment in you, for you to be able to further enjoy your life by taking a little bit of a break. The whole messaging and like structuring of the creative, that's a whole other thing. But can you imagine the power that even one of those postcards can have if it falls into the right person or the right person's, like what kind of group you can generate from there, or what kind of business you can generate if you're targeting the right types of people that are in your neighborhood? So that is an idea for searching for new clients and referral partners. Then step two is extracting. And really, I wouldn't really say direct mail is the best for extracting. So we're going to skip step two as far as direct mail goes. Now, I would say once you are creating your direct mail piece, you need to have some sort of call to action. So actually, yes, I would say on your direct mail piece, your call to action is the extraction. Because they can either take that postcard and be like, oh, I'm just going to throw this away, or I'm going to Google it some more. Or you can have your contact information so they know who to contact about whatever it is you're trying to promote on this mailer. Or even further, you can put a QR code on that mailer. So once they see that mailer, if there is a call to action that says, scan me so we can start discussing your next vacation opportunities, and if they're able to scan that and it goes directly to an intake form to you, you've just made everyone's lives so much easier. And that is something that I have actually started implementing, is QR codes on each of my direct mail pieces. And it can be like, follow me on Instagram. It can be something like, what I have on my monthly is an intake form. I've also had like, sign up for my weekly emails. So there's different, each campaign has kind of like a different target of what I want to happen. But I know somebody else had asked me this, well, why my clientele doesn't really use QR codes, which I can understand that to an extent, but I'm also like, the less barriers that you put in front of somebody and so that they're able to convert quicker and more easier, it just helps you out even more. So I know, especially in this day and age where lots of us have been using QR codes more, it's a lot easier for people to start utilizing those QR codes because it's just become almost like part of everyday life again now. And so I know if somebody sent me a mailer piece and I was like, oh, I want to know more about that. That looks awesome. I will scan, send my information in, and get some sort of reflection back from that. So that's a cool tip for you, is to utilize QR codes. Then step three, uncover. So this really is your nurture process. And that is why I have a Cruise of the Month postcard that I've created. Now, this can be a Cruise of the Month postcard for your business. Is that something that you focus on? This can be like a Rivers of the Month, Oceans of the Month, Seas of the Month. This can be honeymoon destinations or romantic destinations of the month or golf destinations. So, and this is where I say you can really showcase what your expertise is. And really show the value of you as the travel advisor. So I'll have a couple of pictures and I'll get people to start dreaming. So if I'm talking about an African Safari River cruise, I'll say like where this goes through. So of course, Southern Africa. I'll say some of the top highlights that will happen. I'll say who this itinerary is really best for. And then I'll also say starting pricing. And I have even started to say, like, if it's ocean cruising, like balconies start at X amount of dollars per person. And I do that because that's what I want the lead in to be. Like, I don't even want to be dealing with ocean views and interiors anymore. Like, we are heading straight to balcony cabins. So that is an idea for you. And a bonus is that if you do utilize my Mailbox Power affiliate link to sign up for your own membership with Mailbox Power, I will give you some of my templates that I have created. So it helps you a little bit because all you're going to need to do is just update like with your brand colors and with your own information and your own fonts, but it helps you. It cuts because there's very specific parameters like where barcodes and things go everywhere. So I'm going to give that to you as a thank you for enrolling with my affiliate link if that is something that you choose to do. Again, no pressure. You can create postcards and send them out on your own, DIYing it. You do not need a program like Mailbox Power or send out cards. This is, again, just a fast pass to help get you there a little bit closer, a little bit easier, and just started. Like, really, from all this information that I'm giving to you, it really is just important to take some sort of action, even if that's just to collect all the addresses and start sending birthday cards this year. Like, that is your focus. That is wonderful. At least you're doing one step extra than some of the other people are doing in our travel businesses. Then setting. So somebody is ready to take action and they want to book their travel with you. This is a perfect time to send them a thank you card because you know that all the online travel agencies, they are not sending out any, so they'll send a thank you email, but a thank you card just, again, goes the extra mile. And then again, you're able to utilize these thank you cards, slap on a QR code like to the back, and invite them to follow you on Instagram or on Facebook, wherever you're most active, so that they can stay in touch with you and also get whatever tips, tricks, and insights that you like to regularly share on whatever platform that it is. And then finally, polish. And so, like I mentioned, once they've gone on their trip, that is not the last communication they should ever be receiving from you. You want to maintain that relationship. So how do you maintain that relationship? That is with birthday cards, anniversary cards. Maybe you've recorded their passport information so you know when it's time for them to start renewing. So you send out a massive like postcard send out to the people that are on your list. Like, hey, your postcard is about to renew next year. You should really think about considering renewal right now. This is also great for holiday cards. This is great if you happen to be hosting a sip and sale for a group. You can create a direct mailer. So of course, like you can promote it online. And of course you can send out emails and all that. But to be able to send a direct mail postcard, again, is like upping the ante. Have that QR code so they get the postcard, they can scan the QR code, register for that webinar ASAP. Actually, I have to do that for a sip and sale I'm hosting next week. So good reminder for myself. But you want to be nurturing and helping uncover that relationship so that they know that one, you're still in business, and two, you're still providing value for them. And also to keep them like in communication, like help them feel a little bit special, but be like, oh yeah, this is my travel advisor. Heck, like, it just makes you stand out and really looks like a baddie compared to not even just all the other travel businesses, but all the other businesses in general. Because again, if we're thinking about it, what other businesses are currently sending you direct mailers in the mail right now? So those are a plethora of different ideas at the different stages that your client or referral partner is in regards to the buying cycle, but also in when we're talking about customer journey experience. So please let me know what kinds of questions that you have based on this. I'll go ahead I'll add my Mailbox Power Link. I didn't talk too much about it, but you can see some of the features that are there from my affiliate link. What I love about it, again, is that I can input a template of a birthday card, have certain things automatically updated, and it just sends automatically for me. So I have birthday cards being sent out to my client list without me even knowing. It just happens. Same thing for my Cruise of the Month cards. Like, I have already, all my postcards for the year I've created those in Canva, then I uploaded them to Mailbox Power, and they just automatically send based on the automation parameters that I have set in the system. So really, I have set it up and I'm forgetting it. It's not until I have certain things like this, like I need to send out an invitation mailer to my Sip and Sale, or I need to send out information like, hey, I have this group. Are you interested in going? Do you know anybody who's interested in going? And this also, I mean, it's going through the mail system, so other people are seeing this. So maybe it's not the direct person that you sent this to, but maybe just someone in the system or somebody who has seen the postcard at so-and-so's home, that it starts piquing their interest. And that just, it doesn't happen through email. Like, nobody's being like, oh, what's that email you got over there, Fred? So I love it for that. I love my pro account because I get to send out unlimited amounts of postcards for free. All I have to do is pay for postage. There's 50 greeting cards that are included in my membership. The pro account membership is currently $49 a month. And again, that's, I consider that I'm paying an assistant, my virtual assistant, $49 a month to send all these things out. All I have to do separately is just pay for postage. So if you have any questions about that, don't hesitate to ask. I have also started opening up some rapid consulting slots. So if you ever have any questions that you're kind of like, should I even start? Like, is this something good for my demographic? Like, what would my monthly postcard campaign be? Sign up for one of those slots so that you can get some one-on-one insights targeted straight to your business and your business goals from someone like myself who has had over 11 years of experience, and especially these past couple of years helping other companies and businesses up their visibility game. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If there's any questions, you know how to reach out to me. Of course, visit all the show notes, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for joining me on the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. Please subscribe and leave the show a rating on your favorite podcast platform. Oh, and don't forget to take a look at the show notes for important information and links. See you next week.